Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is entitled Reconciling God and Aliens. So I have a bunch of other things I want to say about the whole alien phenomenon, whatever. But I wanted to start off with this part about... And you might hear fireworks in the background. I'm doing this on July 2nd, and some people are already doing their fireworks, just in case you hear that. So what I'm going to do is talk about how I don't think, basically, how I don't think the existence of aliens means there's no God. And then I'm going to talk more about it. I was going to do one of these a long time ago, but I started doing it, and I got, like, super creeped out. So I don't know, but now seems like pretty much we know there's aliens. So what I want to do is they're going to hit us over the head with this, and people are going to try to act like, oh, well, this means there's no God, right? And everybody's going to be kind of taken aback. And we need to be ready for that. And all kinds of other things. But this is one issue that I think matters. So I don't think the existence of aliens means that they weren't created by God. It shows that there are a lot of things that we don't know. A ton of stuff that we don't know. Still. And to think that we know, like, enough or even most of everything that there is to know, I think that's, I don't know what the opposite of naive is, right? It's not hubris necessarily. I don't think so. Anyway, I don't think hubris is the right word, I mean. But it's pretty pompous to think that we know everything there is to know, or even almost everything that there is to know. It's like a 17-year-old, I got this. What does a 60-year-old know that I don't know? Right? It's kind of like that. And I think the more we learn, the more we realize that we don't know very much. So we need to keep that in mind in this whole discussion. Think about some of these things. If they're still smelting metals, right? Some of the evidence is that they have metals that we don't know how to make metals like this. They're making metals? I thought they're like millions of years advanced from us. They're still making metal? Okay, they're kind of on the same level as us. It'd be like they have a super advanced sword. Like if the Romans found out about aliens, they're still using swords? Like what? They're still using the same type of material we are? They're just better at it? Okay. They're still using weapons, apparently. They're still using little devices. There's one story of a guy seeing aliens and they froze him with some little device. And this was in France. They've shot down aircraft. How do you do that other than with a weapon? So they're still doing the kinds of things that we're doing. Flying around in craft. So why would a civilization that's a million years ahead of us be exploring and craft other planets and crash and get out and walk around and collect things like geologists, like we go collect things on a, you know, on some island that we discovered or whatever? Why would we... If they're so far advanced from us, why would they go mutilate cattle? That's not that advanced, right? I heard the explanation for the mutilating cattle is they have evolved to the point where they can't digest things or something crazy. And so they take something from the cattle and rub it on their skin and whatever. I don't know. That doesn't sound that advanced to me. That sounds like a screw up or they, I don't know. So anyway, all I'm saying is everyone acts like they're going to be gods compared to us. They compare us to an anthill. Well, an anthill is a lower form of life. It's not cavemen, right? Cavemen weren't lower forms of life, they just didn't have technology. They didn't have as much learning. And they didn't have as organized of societies, but they weren't stupid. If you brought a caveman here and raised him, he would be exactly like all the other kids. Now, depending on how far back you go talking about cavemen, but human beings, that's what I'm talking about. So this other guy, Greer, is that his name? I don't know. He says lots of wacky stuff, but hey, who knows how much he's right about. So somebody, he claims he has the first public picture of an alien autopsy. And the guy interviewing him asked him, hey, what did it look like? Like two arms, two legs? And he said, yeah, they all look like that. Yeah, they all have two arms, two legs. Why on earth would that be the case? Why would they all be humanoid? That's really weird. If they all evolved randomly on some planet, why wouldn't some of them be a swarm of bees type thing? Why wouldn't some of them be worms? Why wouldn't they be some kind of like ethereal beings or something? Or, I don't know, a bear. Why do they have arms and legs and walk around? That's really weird. Now, maybe that's the only kind of form of life that can become smart. Smart enough to space travel? I don't know. It just seems weird to me. Think about how they're like us. I already talked about the exploring. They're curious, right? Think about all the different kinds of animals on the Earth. Are sloths curious? No. Do spiders explore? No. Do sharks explore? What about dolphins? They're pretty smart. I don't think we could qualify them as exploring. Or they're not curious. They're not like investigating things. So why would they be doing that just like we do? If they just evolved. They travel just like we do. They're curious about what's around them. So they go on trips, obviously, I guess. They must have some kind of discipline. Or else how would you get to the point where you could travel through space and time, we travel through space and time, you know what I mean, through space and all this dimensional stuff, and they might be under the oceans and all that, who knows, right? I'm just saying they got to have some kind of disciplined society or something like that. And they must have either, for us, pity or admiration or curiosity or something that keeps them from destroying us. That's kind of like us. Or maybe that's just like all intelligent beings at some point. I don't know. But if they were here to destroy us and we're finding out they've been with us or visiting us or I don't know what, for tens of thousands or thousands of years, yeah, they would have destroyed us by now. If they were gonna. What are they waiting for? So, over to the thing where how this has to do with God. Faith isn't about knowing everything. Faith is acknowledging there are things I don't know. And there are some, and I don't have to know everything to believe in something. And I don't have to know everything about this thing to believe that it's true. That's faith. So keep that in mind when the whole argument comes down to God versus science and all that. Think about this. The fact that there is some kind of tension or fight or battle or whatever you want to call it, struggle between religion and non-religion. There is something that tries to convince you to not be religious. And when you're at church or whatever, synagogue, whatever it is, praying, there's something pulling you. There's something there. I don't think it's all mental. I don't think it's religious people fooling themselves. There's a force. There's something pulling you in that direction. And there's something fighting it too. So the fact that that's there. Now, is there tension when I'm driving my car? A moral tension, I mean? When I'm hammering a nail into wood? When I'm on a roller coaster? There's nothing trying to get me not to go on a roller coaster. There's no force involved there. I don't mean physical force, gravity, whatever. I'm talking about there's something there. Some kind of, I don't know what else to call it other than a force or a feeling, something. Just think about that idea. And sometimes the atheists will say, well, that's just the tension in, confused religious people who are being controlled by their religion, and we're trying to free them from those shackles. Now, don't get me wrong, there is some of that in religion, where the religion or the leaders of the religion try to control the adherents of the religion. There is that in religions. But just in believing that there's a God, there's no control in that, really. Unless someone tries to kind of hijack it and control you. But just the idea that people get together and worship God, that's not controlling, really. And so when the atheists say, you're just being controlled by this thing, that's why there's tension, that doesn't always work. There could be some dogma that you're being controlled by or some religious leader, okay. But just the basic idea of there's a creator, there's not a creator, there is tension there, and why would there be if there wasn't one? If it was nothing, people would just leave it alone. If it was playing hearts or mahjong, there's nothing trying to get people not to do that. It's just, who cares? But there is something pushing against you when you go to church, and there's something pulling on you when you go to church. Or I go to church, but I just assume, you know, synagogue, all that stuff. Okay. We have pretty good evidence that there's an afterlife. There's a lot of people who have experiences with the afterlife and with people who've passed on. Go look into it. It's there. Some of it's proof, like people floating above their body, seeing something in another room that they could not have known. Their ears, if they had still been alive a little bit or something, they could not have known that. And things other than that, that aren't as conclusive. So let's just stipulate, we have, probably that's what, there is somewhere that we go when we die. We don't cease to exist, our intelligence or whatever you want to call it, our soul or whatever. And so that shows that there's some kind of thing going on. And the fact that it's a struggle is interesting, I think, too. There's never a battle over something that doesn't matter. I mean, there might be sometimes, and those are unfortunate and futile. But usually there's somebody fighting over something that they care about. And so if we're going into the realm of the unknown, which we for sure are, I'm sure there's people in the government who know more than we do, but we don't know what's out there. This is a new frontier for us. So why is God off the table now? Why is God going to be thrown off the table, right? You hear people say, well, if there's aliens, then there can't be a God. Why does that follow? Well, what does that have to do with anything? You just wanted to mean that because you wanted to mean that anyway. Now, maybe it does mean that. I don't know. But that's your go-to, right? It was like during COVID, at the beginning of COVID, all these people, we got to do socialism now. We got to pay off student loans. What? This is a pandemic. What are you talking about? Rejiggering the entire economy. Why does that have to do? What does that have to do with this? So just keep that in mind. They're going to jump to that. They're going to, you know, take advantage of a crisis or an event. And there's already, you know, the thing is, that was one of my first thoughts is, dang, if they evolved there, they could evolve anywhere. And that means God didn't make us like it says in Genesis. And that's, look, that's 2/3 of the world believe in Genesis. Christians, which is the biggest religion, Muslims, which is pretty much the second biggest religion, and Judaism, all trace their religion to Genesis. And so we're going to have to rethink that, I guess, if wherever the conditions are right, life evolves. Because that's not how Genesis explains it. Anyway, so that's a logical conclusion, but that doesn't mean, oh, throw everything out. Right? It's like when Galileo proved that the earth goes around the sun, not the other way around. And the church freaked out and everybody's losing their faith. Well, okay, the church just had it wrong. Everybody had it wrong. So? The fact that there are aliens doesn't have to mean that there's no God. Don't let them make that the automatic conclusion, because that's what they're going to try to do. Right? Yeah, all your religions are crap. Why? Well, because evolution. Dude, there's so many holes in evolution. Now, I don't know all about it, but I know enough. I've looked into it enough to tell that it's highly ideological. At least the debates are, the way they debate. It's just like the way they debate climate change. It's just like the way they debated COVID. It's just, a lot of it is ideological because they have something invested in it. So it's not complete objective science like they try to act like it is. It's more like a religion than they would like to admit. And think about this, ontological shock. This is the new buzzword. I guess it means having your worldview challenged. Well, if any conservative has ever gone to college, you already went through ontological shock your freshman year. Okay, I had that many times. That's part of the value of college. It shouldn't be the only value, and that seems like all they do now. But don't let that mess you up. Look, we went through this with COVID, right? Don't let a crisis go to waste. So they freaked us all out and made us stay in our homes and not hug grandpa for 3 years and all that. Don't let them take advantage of this because you know that they're going to. And it's going to be crazy. It is crazy. It is an ontological shock. It should be. Wait, there's other beings that are smart like us or smarter than us out there somewhere doing stuff? You know, this whole, I'm getting off topic here, but don't let them make that, don't let them take advantage of your ontological shock. Because there were people who stopped believing in God way before we knew about aliens. What does that have to do with it? Okay, they're just using that as another way. Like, they want it to be true, so they're like, hey, here's more proof. Okay, that doesn't automatically follow, so don't fall for that. This is just another thing that happened. And if God exists, he's existed longer than the aliens, right? He knows more than the aliens, if he exists. If there's a creator of the universe, or however it works, he created, I guess, them too. So, don't fall for that. It's like the Aztecs, right? When people from Europe came over there, it might have shocked them. Wait, where did these people come from and all this? It didn't mean that their gods were any more fake than the other guy's gods, necessarily. Now, I believe in the Christian God, but that's just, you know, you see what I'm saying? Like, why does that necessarily mean that your belief in God is wrong because there's some other guys? Okay, there's other people. Okay, cool. So? I gotta throw all my beliefs out now? You might have to throw, we're going to have to throw out some of our beliefs, probably. That's true. But Maybe not. The fact is, the idea of God is beyond our physical understanding. Or it's outside of that. It's a spiritual thing. It doesn't have to do necessarily with our material world. And so just because we find out that there are material beings interacting with us that are from other stars or wherever they're from, okay, what does that have to do with the afterlife or God or the meaning of life? It doesn't have a lot to do with it. And why do the atheists automatically get to claim this as their a victory? Oh, see, throw the Bible out. Well, what? What? No. Explain to me why we have to throw the Bible out now. Because these aliens evolved over there. Okay, maybe we were wrong about the abiogenesis or whatever they call it. Maybe life does just evolve out of the right conditions. Okay, why does that mean there's no God? Well, because Genesis says, okay, maybe Genesis is just a story or an allegory. Or, I don't know, that means that we're all random, meaningless mutations that I mean as much as the rocks do floating through space. I'm just as random as they are. I don't think that necessarily means that. That everything is meaningless. Yeah, no, I don't think I buy that. That might be true. And if that's true, then I'd like to know that. But the fact that there are beings from other planets or dimensions or whatever it is, that doesn't prove that. It might prove that there's evolution, but that's as far as it goes. I don't think the idea that there's evolution proves there's no designer. Sorry. When they get something challenged, do they throw out their entire belief system, the atheists? That's what they expect us to do. We're always on defense. Oh, there's a new, we discovered a fish that evolved into a beaver or whatever it is. I don't know. It had legs and then it didn't have legs. See? Proof of evolution. So all of your beliefs are crap now. What? Why? Okay. No. We gotta stop just letting them do this to us. It's stupid. Here's the other thing. This is one of the biggest things about this. We don't have to prove anything. They have to prove everything. Our entire religions are based on faith. I know we try to prove them and we find archaeological stuff and all that. Okay, fine. But we're never going to find Jesus's resurrected body. Because the only evidence we have for that is people seeing it. Even that Shroud of Turin thing, that doesn't prove he was resurrected, if that is legit. I doubt it is, even if it was. Just proves that, oh, this was draped over Jesus' dead body. So that's basically the foundation of the Christian religion. We're not going to find it, because if he did get resurrected, he went back to Heavenly Father. So that ain't happening. So it is purely, not 100% based on faith, but the main thing that makes our religion a religion, we can't prove. Now, all the things that they believe, they have to prove it. They have to prove abiogenesis. And maybe it's abiogenesis, I don't know. They have to prove it because they claim that all of their ideas are based 100% on science, on facts that we can show, just like during COVID, right? Just like climate change, which we're finding out is way overblown, right? And so, yeah, no, you guys don't. Look, if you look into some of the arguments about evolution, they argue the same way that the intelligent design guys argue. they'll get some bones of a thing and say, see, this proves my point. And the other guys will do the exact same thing. It's like two religions arguing. And you could argue it both ways. It's not absolute proof. That's not science. That's a theory, but it takes on the form of a religion, just like the argument over COVID. Do you remember during the whole thing? And I made a podcast about this, but everybody was saying, you're dying with the vaccine or from the vaccine. And then Fauci comes out and says in Congress, well, that's the difference between dying with the vaccine or from the vaccine. You know what I'm saying with that whole argument. So when people said people are dying with COVID, not from COVID, but they count it as dying from COVID, he used the exact same argument to make it look like the vaccine wasn't killing people. That's when I knew this was BS. Or at least ideological, not science. And when you see the evolutionists arguing about we have the most scientists or everybody agrees with us, who cares if everybody agrees with you? Galileo was alone. He was right. So this is ideological. Keep that in mind. And the thing is, they don't act like it is. We know our side is kind of ideological, right? A set of ideas that we believe in. We don't claim that our religions are science. Their religion is supposed to be based on science, or the way they see the world is supposed to be 100% science, completely objective, no orthodoxy, no, you know, priesthood, no appeals to authority, any of that stuff that we do in religions. But they do. They do. Just a couple. How did an ant hill ever evolve? How did a bear hibernating evolve? That's just a couple examples, right? Because the way things evolve is something gets a mutation, and then that allows it to survive better, and then it survives better, and the rest die off, and that thing survives, and then those mutations build up, and eventually it forms a new species. Ants can't survive on their own. So where did the first ant come from that had a mutation? That can't work. And the thing is, they will have some kind of explanation. Someone has thought that through. And just like when you talk to religious defenders, apologists for their religions, they all have some defense. And it kind of makes sense, but it's also kind of like, come on, dude. When you come, like, well, anyway, you can find them with all the religions. They all have things that are kind of kooky, and you're like, dude, what? And they have some explanation, and you just have to take it on faith. You shouldn't have to take anything on faith with evolution, because it's supposed to be 100% science. And yet, they do the same kind of arguing. Last thing about this, don't let them freak you out into throwing out all your beliefs. Don't jump to conclusions. That's what they're going to do. They're going to say, see this thing? You're all stupid. See this thing? This proves everything you've ever believed is crap. Finally. It doesn't. It won't. It won't. Now, I don't know. Maybe Jesus is like Zeus. Maybe Jesus is just a guy like Socrates or the Buddha who taught some wonderful things. And then he died. And maybe he was just a man and not divine. Maybe everything that the apostles taught, they were just kind of fooled and wanted to start this new movement or whatever. That might be true. I don't know. I don't know how fervently the Greeks and the Romans believed in Zeus, but he was their main god or whatever. I don't know. All that stuff. Who cares about all that? I hate learning about all that. Who cares? But those gods aren't real. No one believes those gods are real. And so I don't know. I admit it could be true that the god I believe in maybe isn't real. I don't know. Nothing can make me believe it. But I've had experiences that I think mean, yeah, that feels like it's real. That feels like there's something there. That feels like it's true. And so when this all comes out, or whatever's going to happen, and we find out, oh, there are beings from other planets that have traveled here, and we have their craft, and they have their own civilizations. That doesn't mean that there's no creator. It just doesn't. I don't know how it, I mean, I guess it could be explained to me that there is something like that, but it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like that's automatically true. Now, that could just be me deceiving myself, but remember, that's just them wanting theirs to be true too. They want there to be no God for what, I don't know why. But they want it to be true. There's nothing that proves that there's no God. Come on. That's ridiculous. How would you ever prove that? You could find some things that make you question that there's no God. Okay. All right. But I can find things that might make you think maybe there is a God. And there's plenty of it. There's plenty of things. So I guess we need to inoculate ourselves to this because it's going to be interesting. It's incredible. I mean, this is like the biggest thing in the history of mankind. Learning that we're not alone. How cool is that? The thing that I think is cool, and I do wonder, like that, if you ever listen to that Theories of Everything podcast, he had that guy, I think his name is Ross Colehart or something. And I can't remember why I brought him up, but what I was thinking of is that the minister of something from Israel a long time ago said, yeah, there's a federation of planets and we're part of it, but it's being kept secret from the American people of the world. We've made an agreement with other, like Star Trek, right? Oh, that's what Coulthard said, that the maker of Dark Skies, I've never seen it. It sounds scary. I don't want to see it. The maker of Dark Skies had someone from the government come and tell them, hey, explain aliens like this, not like that. And he said he's talked to other people too. The government came and kind of wanted them to tell, in a fictional story, explain how aliens do things in one way, not another. What the heck is that? And so, what if Star Trek, like, conditioned us to think about, oh, there's other civilizations out there, right? I don't know. He said that's kind of a thing in Hollywood behind the scenes. So, that's just crazy that all this stuff, it's crazy. It's completely crazy. And the fact that there's spaceships and like other places that have buildings and people thinking and talking that aren't like us. That's so mind-blowing. But it doesn't have to be scary. and it doesn't have to destroy our belief systems. Maybe over time, I don't know, maybe in 1,000 years, people will be like, yeah, people used to believe in Jesus, just like people used to believe in Zeus. I don't know. But it doesn't automatically mean that you're a fool if you still believe there's a creator. And I guess that's my main point. Don't let them hit you over the head with it. Don't let them do what they did to us during COVID. Thank you for listening.